The Office of Management and Budget is cleaning out its policy closet, and in its first sweep, it found 59 data reporting requirements that are no longer necessary. Of those 59, 50 have been rescinded and the rest have been modified or suspended, at least for now. Executive Editor Jason Miller joins me now to discuss what OMB found and its plan going forward. Jason, this is really big news from what I can tell, given the volume of what they have done here. Tell us about some of the policies or guidelines OMB is getting rid of.
Tom, we've heard this has been in the works for several months, and in fact, it started with an IT effort and really expanded across all the management areas. And the 59 different policies, now, remember, they're getting rid of old, outdated policies. Some of the requirements will continue, but the policy behind it may go away because it just doesn't, you know, matter anymore. So 32 of those 59 are in the IT world, and they range from 7, Tom, that are around Y2K. You remember those days when we thought the planes would drop out of the air? To things like IT security, you know, the first information security management type of stuff like GISRA, which was before FISMA, even updated instructions for Homeland Security Presidential Directive 12 from 2007, even the network telecommunications transition from FTS 2001, that policy was still there. So the whole goal behind this was to say, let's just clean the closet out. Let's do some spring cleaning. And it's been fascinating because of what's still on the books and what agencies are still having to deal with. Linda Springer, OMB senior advisor, provides this example of one such policy that they are changing.
There was one at Department of Defense, maybe that was the one, where we have a requirement that came a few years ago to pay small businesses, pay their invoices by 30 days or within 30 days. And there was an interest in, you know, obviously they have particular cash flow needs. Let's pay their bill, make sure we pay them quickly. That's great.
I voted for that. It was a good deal.
We're still doing it.
Yep.
But what we're changing with this is we're not asking each agency to each quarter give us a list of all the bills that they paid to small businesses. That's not the enforcement mechanism that we think makes sense. The mechanism is for us to periodically go in and test and do some oversight, work with the agency to find out how are you doing. It's almost like spot audits, if you will. Mm-hmm. But to just say, send us a report each quarter of everything you paid in 30 days, that's not accomplishing anything. But the requirement is still there. So that's the one I think where DOD spends like 300 hours a quarter or something to put this together.
So as you heard from Linda Springer, DOD was spending like 300 hours a quarter just on this policy. And Linda Springer was obvious. She said, listen, maybe not everyone's reporting this anymore, but not all of these are being sent to OMB. But the point is that they are still on the books. So why not get rid of them if they don't need to be on the books anymore? And I think that was just some examples. This also goes through, Tom, procurement, financial management, and a whole host of back office stuff. So 59 in all. They started with about 253 of these.
Now, Jason, you've been covering these policies for many, many years now. Did some of the ones that they erased surprise you, things that might have still been current?
For the most part, no. I think a lot of them are just obvious ones, right? So like, you know, 2008, 2007, even 2005, reporting instructions for Federal Information Security Management Act. The one big change I will highlight is around procurement. And if you remember, Tom, the Office of Management and Budget put out a policy during the Obama administration in 2011 requiring agencies to develop business cases for new acquisition multiple award contracts worth more than $50 million over their life cycle. And what OMB has said is, listen, this was a 15-page business case that nobody read. We're going to try to pilot a new streamlined process that's going to be 3 pages that's going to address some basic things. Do some upfront early analysis. Look at engagement. Who else is out there? Facilitate some collaboration with other people in the government. And then say, okay, what are our results and how do we get the best results for this effort? This pilot is scheduled to begin in August and will go through basically March of 2019, and then OMB will evaluate those results and then decide how to move forward. I think that's probably the one that surprised me the most because contract proliferation, Tom, is a major, major problem. Everything else in here, there's some surprises like, you know, they're getting rid of the Customer Court Federal Service Council. So really focusing on customer service. They've talked about, you know, the pause on the FedStat program, which is the government-wide look at specific areas of an agency. And they've made changes, for instance, to the portfolio stat. But it doesn't mean that these things are going away. They're just saying these reports are going away. And I want to be clear, not that they're giving up on something like portfolio stat. They're just saying the reporting for portfolio stat doesn't make sense for agencies to do anymore.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. And from the memo, it looks like this is part of a larger review, including a way to have almost automatic sunset of some of these policies that go away or the reporting requirements that go away, and so they don't have to do this brush clearing every 10 years.
And in fact, this is probably the first time they've ever done this brush clearing. So could you imagine, you know, 15, 20, 30 years of policy built up? I mean, and think about how many policies, Tom, has come out over the last two administrations, the Bush administration and the Obama administration, when you talk about the number of, for instance, cybersecurity incidents, the number of IT changes that have happened. So I think that you're right, that there is some need for this, but at the same time, I'm not sure that they're looking at sunsetting, though that did come up at the press conference the other day with OMB Director Mick Mulvaney saying maybe Congress should do some effort and do some sunsetting. But I think you know, Linda Bringer said this wasn't done before, and there wasn't really a thought, no one really thought of to do it, and that's why when I mentioned earlier, it started with this IT look back at the policies, and she said, you know, this is a tremendous idea, let's expand it, let's do more. And she says, listen, the benefits from this are clear of this review effort.
This war on waste, and also the idea having government get out of the way of government. In the same way that the president talks about government getting out of the way of business, this is government getting out of the way of government. And there are tens of thousands of hours, we estimate, just associated with the requirements with this group of 59.
That was Linda Springer, OMB senior advisor. She says OMB didn't just, but at the same time, while they saved thousands and thousands of hours, OMB did not estimate how much money they could save from this effort. But again, think about the man hours, think about the staff hours this takes. Of course, there's going to be money savings there, too.
So what comes next? 59 policies and reporting requirements have been squashed or suspended or even rewritten a little bit. What are they going to do next?
There are definitely a phase two and even a broader government-wide effort. For phase two, Springer says OMB will continue looking at these unneeded or expired policies throughout the rest of this year.
The balance in phase two are oftentimes ones that have a statutory basis. So, for example, most of you know that there are reporting requirements for the 24 eGov initiatives that date back to the Bush administration. Most of those are retired or have completed their purpose, but we still have to report on them, and OMB can't stop that reporting because it's a statutory requirement. That's an example of the kind of thing that we're going to look at in phase two and then put a list together of proposed legislation to deal with those and talk to the various congressional committees that would have oversight here and interests.
She also says GSA, OPM, and the Government Accountability Office are starting similar efforts in their main areas of focus. GSA in acquisition, going to work with the Chief Acquisition Officers Council. OPM and HR work with the Chief Human Capital Officers Council. And then GAO, Gene Dodaro, the Comptroller General, has told Linda Springer as well that this is also an important for GAO to say, okay, what are we doing and how? What processes maybe have gotten old or need to be updated and changed? So I think this is going to really morph into a government-wide effort. And I think, you know, there could be Treasury could take part in the financial management world,
sure,
as well. Even the Federal Accounting and Standards Advisory Board is relooking at some of their processes. So I think this is just a really good practice across the board.
Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller, thanks so much.
My pleasure, Tom.
Check out his story on all of this and my column at federalnewsradio.com.